Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The DH, Juan Bernhard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Stan Thomas. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Leonard covering. Safe. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Collins steals second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard hits a line drive into right field. Cowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowens. Bernhard moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard spins and fires to second, with Patek covering, and has Bernhard trapped. There's the throw to Brett who tags Bernhard for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Stinson moves to second. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernhard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Braun moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Braun moves to third. Bernhard moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. Bernhard scores. It's 2-0, Mariners. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Leonard Meyer moves to third. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get Mayberry. Porter moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Patek reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Cowens scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Royals, 2, Mariners, 2. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. White moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. McRae reaches second base with a double. White scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Royals. Bill Laxton now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Segui now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernhardt hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Stein reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stein scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 5, Mariners, 5. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 5. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Jones picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. White scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. It's 7-5, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Otis steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 8-5, Royals. Tommy Moore now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek is hit by the pitch. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernhard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernhard moves to second. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernhard scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Milbourne applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-4 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0 for 4 in the game. Milbourne hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lopez pinch hits for Dave Collins. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Seattle Mariners, 6. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.